Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. Amen. He will be also praying for the word. Welcome, Brother Abel.
Thank you. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful to be here in this temple to worship you and to be fed by you this morning. Lord, as we prepare our hearts to receive your word, Lord, we pray that you will meet the needs of our spirits, of our souls, and our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hope that the week has been, you have experienced the Lord's presence in your family. This morning, we have the privilege to look into God's Word, and I would like to invite you to open your Bible. It's in Psalm chapter 128, Psalm 128. I'm going to read the whole chapter, Psalm 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing of the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. This is God's word. Blessed are all who fear the Lord. The title of this message is Fear the Lord and Your Family Will Prosper. Fear the Lord and Your Family Will Prosper. I grew up watching some famous movies. Some of them were entitled Rambo. I don't know how many of you still remember Rambo. And there were movies like Rambo, Commando, Terminator. Those are the movies we grew up watching and enjoying in our childhood. And I had a friend, sometimes we watch those movies to their place because it was a luxury to have a TV, especially a color TV. And we watch some of those movies to their place. But as we watch the movie, if their father knocks at the door or it comes back home, we will all scatter. And their father had one of those nicknames, Terminator. Yeah. Because everyone in the house was afraid of him. When he comes home, everybody leaves their living room. And his coming was not a very good news to us because it put an end to our time of enjoyment of watching those movies that we used to like. So we used to fear this man very, very strongly. And some of us and some people even out of this place, that's the kind of fear they have of God. And to some extent, they might be right, because the Bible says God is a consuming fire. If God is a consuming fire, then you are right to fear him. But the passage that we've read this morning, it invites us to fear the Lord. And it says, blessed are all who fear the Lord. What does it mean? Does it mean that we should be afraid of him? Does it mean that we should flee? before the Lord. Does it mean that we should hide just as we used to be? Just as we used to do in our childhood, in my childhood? Does it mean God is a terminator, that we should avoid approaching him? That kind of fear, with that kind of fear, it is not possible to have a relationship, a healthy relationship with God, because it's the kind of fear that keeps you distant from him. But the psalmist is saying, blessed are all those who fear the Lord. He certainly means something else. And in Exodus 20:20, this is what the Bible says about the fear of the Lord. Exodus 20:20. When you read it in NIV, it says this. Moses says to the people, do not be afraid of God, because God had appeared to his people. God had manifested himself in glory, in a very terrifying way, to the extent that the people of Israel had to tell Moses, please, we don't want to face this God. You go and meet him alone. We will just hear from him through you. And Moses responded to the people of Israel, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. In the Good News Translation, this word fear, the fear of God, is translated by obedience. When you read in the Good News Translation, it reads, God has come to test you and make you keep on obeying him. And in the version of the Message, it reads, God has come to test you and instill a deep and reverent awe within you. So when God is saying, blessed are all who fear him, he's actually saying, blessed are all who have deep respect for him. Blessed are those who reverence God. Blessed are those who obey him, who care about his word. Blessed are those who acknowledge, accept his authority. And you see, this kind of fear is a kind of fear that draws you to him out of respect, out of reverence. It's a kind of fear that draws you closer to him for a relationship with him, which is based on respect. It is based on love, because this kind of fear comes with a blessing, and that blessing is the blessing of prosperity for our families. Hallelujah. The exhortation this morning is an invitation to fear the Lord. It is an invitation to draw near to him, not to be afraid of him. Because if we are afraid of him, it means we have something to hide. If we are afraid of him to the point of fleeing and running away from him, it means that something has been broken in our relationship with him. Something is keeping us distant from him. And that thing can only be something that God hates. Fear the Lord, draw near to him, because God wants to be in relationship with you. Fear the Lord, have reverence for him, because God wants to keep you. He doesn't want to lose you. He's a just God. He's a terrible God. He's a God who does not tolerate sin. But he's also a God who loves the sinner. He loves the sinner. He loves us just as we are. It doesn't matter our failures. It doesn't matter where we've been and for how long we've been. He just loves us. If we stay away from him with that kind of fear that causes us to flee away from him, if we keep distance from him, we will definitely be lost. The exhortation is an invitation to respect him, to honor him with our lips, with our actions, and most importantly, with our choices. And this exhortation is an invitation to all the blessings that come along with that obedience, that fear of him. God, when he says, fear the Lord, he shows us the path. Because when he says, fear the Lord, he means obey my word. And he shows us the path that he has laid before us for the prosperity of our families. For those who attend the French service, today we are concluding a week or a week's seminar in which we discuss about the stability of the family. And throughout the week, since last Sunday, God has been teaching us about the stability of our families. The Lord has been teaching us on the true foundation for the stability of our families. The Lord has taught us about the good things that we sometimes pursue, but those good things can threaten the stability of our families. The Lord has taught us about the importance of the presence of a father in the home and the choices of a mother that contribute to the stability of the family. The Lord has taught us about the true heritage that our family need. The Lord has taught us how to pray for the restoration of our families. So God's word has come to us again this morning. But fearing God has to do with our attitude. The attitude, the response that we demonstrate whenever the Lord's word comes to us. How do we respond to God's word whenever it comes to us? And what are the promises? Every time we come to the Lord with reverence, with respect to his word, the Bible promises us two things that I want to mention. Two things that we get from this passage that we've read. It says that those who fear the Lord will eat the fruit of their labor. They will eat the fruit of their labor. You know, brothers and sisters, we can work very hard. We can invest a lot of our time and of our resources to build something, to build a legacy for our families, to build an heritage, to build something that will be remembered of or by. But do you know that we can spend all our life striving, working hard, and in the end, the enemy comes and snatches away the fruit of our work? That is very possible. And that is what happened in Gideon's time. The Bible says that Israel was under the dominion, the oppression of the Midianites. Israelites will labor, they will sow, and when the times of reaping comes, the enemies will come and collect all the fruits of their labor. It's a curse. It's a curse. But the Bible says when we fear the Lord, just the fearing the Lord, that curse is cast away from our family. See, there are blessings that we receive just from fearing the Lord. When we acknowledge God's authority, the authority of His word upon us, when we accept not, we decide not to live independently from Him, when we decide not to always look busy when God is speaking, we show, we demonstrate reverence for His word. And we do so because we know that without God's hand upon us, the fruit of our work can be lost in the day, in a single day. But with God's hand upon us, because God's hand is upon those who fear Him, with God's hands upon us, we can lose today and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, but we can recover many years of loss when we have God's hand upon us. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 through 27. I'm going to read it. This is what God says. He says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. I will have plenty to eat until you are full. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again my people will be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Those are the things that God does when we decide to return to Him, to have reverence for Him. God promises that He can repay for everything that we've lost while we were still in the days of ignorance or in the days of disobedience. You see, God is a God of restoration. God is a God of restoration. And I pray that all those who are putting their trust in Him in this congregation, it is my prayer that you will experience God's repayment for everything that you have lost. That is His word for you. The second promise, the first promise is the promise of eating the fruits of our labor when we fear the Lord. The second promise is the promise of rest in our home. The promise of rest. You will rest. Why? Because the Bible says your wife will be a vine full of fruit. You will rest. You see, God hardly promises. It's interesting. When I search the scripture, I hardly see God promising money. You hardly see God promising money. But God promises the things that we look through money. The thing that you look for when we pursue money. You see? When we believe that if I have more money, then I will have rest. And God says, I will give you rest with or without money. I will give it to you. Your wife will be a vine full of fruits. Which fruit? Galatians 5, verse 22-23 mentions those fruits. The fruit of love, of joy, of peace, of gentleness. Who doesn't want those things? Hallelujah. You will rest because your children will be like olive plants. You know, olive plants are grown in the Mediterranean region. One of the characteristics of those plants, the olive plants, is that they live a long life. Those plants resist poor soil, drought, olive plants. Those plants are symbols of peace and prosperity. And God says, this is how your children will look like. Children who can adapt to every circumstances, good or bad. Children who live a long life. Fear the Lord and your family will be blessed. Do you long for prosperity? Do you want it? Do you want prosperity for your family? God wants it more than you do. More than you do. And He offers it to you. He offers the way, the path to get there. Because there are many paths to prosperity. There is a saying that says, all roads lead to Rome. But this morning, I've come to say, only one road leads to God's blessing. And that is to fear Him. Do you fear the Lord? How do you fear Him? Do you honor Him with your mouth, with your lips, with your actions, with your attitude towards His word? How do you respond whenever His word comes to you? Fear the Lord and your family will be blessed. Can you bow our heads in prayer? Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust Him. Give us the strength, the desire to obey You. Give us new desires. Remove from our hearts the pride that keeps us away from You. Remove from our hearts these hard hearts that resist You. Give us the heart of flesh. Give us a new heart. Grant us new desires. Make us to become like You so that we can love You and reverence You and fear You, trust You and obey You. Because that's the only way to experience Your goodness and Your blessings in our homes. May Your word abound in our hearts and work its work in our lives. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you.